Welcome to Federal Insights, sponsored by Planet Federal.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Jared Serbu, and our guest on Federal Insights this week, as we continue to explore the topic of maritime domain awareness, is Todd Boone. He's the Senior Strategy Advisor for the National Maritime Intelligence Integration Office, or NIMIO. As we'll talk about today in a good bit of detail, NIMIO's main mission is to coordinate and integrate information from numerous federal agencies and numerous countries, all in the pursuit of watching out for threats and bad behavior on the water. Todd, thanks very much for doing this. I appreciate you taking the time. And I think one of the things that we've learned as we've gone through this series, talking with some other agencies about maritime domain awareness, is there are a lot of different players, a lot of interagency partnerships going on. So I'd like you to start, if you could, by talking a bit about NIMIO's role in maritime domain awareness generally, how you think about it, how this mission set applies to ONI broadly and to NIMIO specifically.
Great. Well, Jared, thanks for having us on your show. We should first define maritime domain awareness. I know that this has come up in the past in your interviews, but I want to underline the fact that the National Strategy for Maritime Security purposefully defines MDA as the effective understanding of anything associated with a maritime domain that could impact the safety and security of the United States. All right. But what that means is that the MDA mission covers 71% of the Earth's surface, coast to coast, seabed to space. But you have to understand that the purpose of MDA is to identify threats as early and as distant from our shores as possible. But the enormity of that mission area requires acute prioritization. And that is where the National Maritime Intelligence Integration Office enters the picture. So NIMIO coordinates unifying actions amongst the interagencies to improve information sharing with those who are conducting the collection analysis and those who are using the results of that analysis for the mission. So based on national priorities that get identified in the national security and defense strategies and Secretary of the Navy and CNO guidance, NIMIO works to improve MDA for these priorities by coordinating with multiple offices, such as the Office of Naval Intelligence, or ONI, the Department of Transportation's Maritime Administration, and also the U.S. Coast Guard Intelligence Coordination Center, or the ICC. But NIMIO also facilitates maritime security cooperation with our U.S. allies and partners. For example, we just spoke with the UK Joint Maritime Security Center this week, as well as we work with, for example, the Australian Border Force. So every nation has a vested concern in the protection of their own and neighboring territorial and exclusive economic zone waters, because malign behaviors significantly impact each country's GDP and eventually every individual citizen's livelihoods. So specifically, what NIMIO does is that we integrate the domestic and international stakeholders to improve maritime policy and data and information sharing and the analysis that goes with it. So for all these reasons and more, NIMIO coordinates particularly closely with ONI and the Coast Guard ICC. And both of those organizations are tenants, along with NIMIO, at the National Maritime Intelligence Center out in Suitland, Maryland. Now, so ONI is one of our primary partners. And so let me explain how ONI characterizes MDA.
Sure.
So first, ONI has a vast array of expert maritime analysts and engineers, and they inform leaders about adversarial and technological threats to the U.S. Navy, as well as general malign activities that undermine the global rules-based order. So ONI calls that effective understanding of the maritime domain that we were talking about decision advantage. And ONI uses their expertise to deliver that decision advantage to the warfighters and decision makers from the fleet all the way to the president. Right? So ONI's decision advantage, it covers singularly unique intelligence and technical analysis that only ONI delivers on civil maritime industry, vessel movements, shipments. They do intelligence support to counter narcotics, They characterize surface and subsurface threats, and again, the non-government, non-state malign maritime activities like piracy and what. ONI OPAL also happens to be the longest serving intelligence component of the U.S. government. It was stood up in 1882, by the way, and it has active duty, reserve, civilians, and contractors deployed all over the world. So again, let me just summarize. MDA, it is the effective understanding of anything happening on the water, anywhere in the world. NIMIO's role is coordinating the domestic and international agencies to improve everyone's information sharing and understanding. And we work with organizations like ONI who have very unique skills and experience to identify those threats in the maritime domain. So finally, MDA is important to every person in the public because these activities have a direct threat on whether or not you are buying illegally caught fish in the market, whether or not your artisanal fishing fleet is bullied out of business, affecting individual jobs in the broader economy, or if the required response is on a higher order and our sons and daughters in the Navy and the Coast Guard need to deploy to defend the nation. It is MDA is what it is that that informs those very decisions.
That's a really great introduction, and I'm wondering if, you know, getting back to your earlier mention of the need to identify threats, I'm sure you need to be a little bit careful here not to venture into classified territory, but can you give us some specific examples of what you would be watching for? What are you looking for that you would characterize as a threat or a malign activity?
You bet. So what matters here is that both the Navy and the Coast Guard are capable and ready and prepared to counter current and future threats. Okay. Those capabilities are really integral in upholding maritime security, ensuring the international freedom of navigation. All of this relies on global maritime domain awareness. But your question is, what does that look like, right? So as the National Security Strategy observes, the United States is engaged in a global competition with China. We're helping our allies and partners resist Russia and its current aggression against Ukraine. Iran-backed militias are attacking throughout the Middle East, and North Korea keeps signaling that it does not have friendly intentions in the region. You also have, on top of all of that activity, smugglers, traffickers, and pirates that exploit gaps in maritime security that also undermine the rules-based order. So, former CNO Admiral Mike Gilday, he said earlier this year that the global economy literally floats on seawater. Now, what he was referring to was that at least 80% of global commerce transits through the oceans on more than 60,000 ships trading on the high seas. On top of that, over 90% of telecommunications and financial transactions run through underwater cables. That global economic and maritime trade volume is immense. It represents the majority of all of our energy, food, bulk minerals, and finished commodities that we trade globally. But within that great volume of activity, there are good and bad actors, and it could be difficult to distinguish one from the other. So the UN Convention on the Law of the Seas provides a framework for maritime rules-based order, but truly, the open ocean is one of the last unregulated regions on the earth, and activities occurring outside of national boundaries in EEZs can be opportunistic and unlawful, and that is where MDA comes in. So what does NIMIO look for in the maritime domain? Okay, so we help our interagency partners share information that will identify overt military threats to national security, as well as behaviors that just simply do not align with the idea of rules-based freedom of navigation. So let me give you a couple of concrete examples. China, for example, ratified the 1982 UN Convention on the Law of the Sea in 1996, but it violates the principles of UNCLOS with regards to innocent passage and uses its maritime militia to defend illegally claimed territories and conduct illegal fishing within the economic exclusion zones of their neighboring countries in the South China Sea. You can see this in how China has been fortifying and has militarized islands and atolls in the South China Sea with ports and runways and other infrastructure to strengthen China's claims to disputed territory in a region that is critical to global trade. But in 2015, China promised that it would not militarize those features in the South China Sea. But they went ahead and did militarize at least 13 sites throughout the South China Sea, and they have deployed military assets to those new fortifications. I say illegal because in 2016, the Permanent Court of Arbitration at The Hague declared these Chinese activities in the South China Sea to be inconsistent with China's obligations that they acceded to under UNCLOS, right? So, but since then, the State Department has also published its own legal analysis of maritime law in the South China Sea, and it reaffirmed the court's position. China is also maintaining a surface action group off the coast of Taiwan to intimidate Taiwan and its democracy. And ONI, for example, monitors how North Korea and Iran evade sanctions against illicit maritime cargoes, as well as actions like piracy in the Gulf of Guinea off of West Africa. Also today, you have the Houthis publicly threatening commercial shipping in the Red Sea. And over this last year, Hezbollah has maintained maritime aggression against Israel. Some of our stakeholders, such as NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, examine other critical factors like climate change and its impact on the maritime domain to include how changes in ocean temperature are affecting fish breeding and feeding grounds. So many nations do not have the ability to detect these activities off their coastline, especially deep within the 200 nautical miles of their EEZs, nor do they often have the capability or capacity to counter the illegal fishing. And again, that is where MDA and our international information sharing plays a big role in helping to level that playing field.
Talking with Todd Boone, he's the Senior Strategy Advisor for the National Maritime Intelligence Integration Office. We'll come back and talk more about NIMIO's mission after a short break. This is Federal Insights on Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network. I'm Jared Serbu.
Planet's satellite data provides unmatched coverage of the Earth's waters. With global daily satellite imagery, you can monitor ports and coastlines, detect and track vessels, and uncover suspicious activity in contested waters. Learn how government bodies, coast guards, border security, and environmental agencies are leveraging Planet to monitor and protect their waters at go.planet.com/MDA. That's go.planet.com/MDA.
Back on Federal News Radio, part of the Federal News Network, as we continue our conversation with Todd Boone, the Senior Strategy Advisor at the National Maritime Intelligence Integration Office. So getting back to NIMIO's core integration function, given the complexity of everything you just talked about, I can only imagine the volume of data that you're getting from all of your interagency partners, from other nations. Talk a bit about how you sort through all of that data on a daily basis, filter the signal from the noise, and make use of all of the information inputs that are coming into you all the time.
Right. The volume and velocity of data these days is tremendous, and we need to use tools in order to help us do that. So it's very important in doing that to make sure that we clearly differentiate good and bad behavior in that massive volume of data. And the different agencies, they have many different tools and techniques to go over the decades of knowledge and data that they have to sit through in order to identify these critical insights. So, for example, both the U.S. Coast Guard Intelligence Coordination Center and ONI, they look at patterns of behavior and help differentiate between what looks normal and what looks abnormal. An example of that is SeaVision. Now, SeaVision is a web-based maritime situational awareness tool that enables users to view and share a whole broad array of maritime information, primarily for this tool on vessels of interest. Now, ONI applies its discrete analytic experience in the maritime domain to that data science and the algorithms in order to detect this anomalous activity and to identify significant patterns that have intelligence value. Again, that means parsing through a vast variety of data. So the Naval Intelligence Enterprise as a whole is deploying cloud-native tools and modernizing its databases in order to increase the speed of data processing. They use Python-based algorithms for analysis, and as with SeaVision, these interactive visualization tools that help characterize the environment. These tools help everyone in the maritime community understand how competitors, rogue nations like Iran and North Korea, the non-government malign actors like terrorists and whatnot, all behave on the water. And they also help characterize how changes in climate and human-made disasters like oil spills also affect maritime safety and security. But a significant amount of this discovery, it still occurs based on human factors. So ONI and Coast Guard ICC analysts all possess deep understanding of the maritime industry and therefore can distinguish between normal and abnormal processes. So, for example, we've had seen success in support to counter narcotics, where criminal organizations seek to take advantage of the maritime industry for the movement of their illicit goods and materials. But by analyzing their patterns and detecting anomalies in what normally happens in the maritime industry and identifying the abnormal behavior of these actors, analysts can then enable a whole range of actions to disrupt or deny the illicit activity, either by queuing U.S. assets or by sharing that information with our partners and allies. So, yes. The broader maritime community applies expert knowledge to the use of several tools, analytic techniques, and newer algorithms that find the exact bad actor and passes that information to the decision makers for action.
And that requirement to distinguish between normal and abnormal behavior strikes me that that's something machines are increasingly getting better at, especially AI. It's a great application for something like AI. Is that coming into play at all in this space, or is it still the case that you really need human expertise on this problem set?
Right. The answer is both. So first, let me state that the DoD has been publishing policies and guidance on the ethical use of AI. And all of our stakeholders talk about their cautious approach to developing and deploying this technology. What I would offer is that the maritime community is working hard to adopt some of these newest best practices and technology. And AI refers to a whole spectrum of different tools and techniques, and those technologies are always changing. So let's take ONI as an example again. ONI began applying data science and tools and techniques back in 2018. And the Naval Intelligence AI strategy, it focuses on improving three things, right? So it focuses on reducing analytical timelines. Secondly, it focuses on improving relevancy and the accuracy of analysis. And finally, it helps to generate new previously unseen insights from the data that a human could never find in 10 years of sifting through the data. So using cloud-based data services, the maritime community is also working to make more data available to more international partners to improve their direct understanding of the maritime environment and also to encourage greater sharing from those partners back to the United States as well. So going back to the ethical use of AI, it is important to note, right, that all of naval intelligence data science applications have either human in the loop oversight or human over the loop oversight. So in the loop means that analysts receive the output from the model and then make their own evidence-based decisions. So for example, in SeaVision's illegal fishing model detects illegal fishing, the analyst decides whether or not the model is correct. Now, over the loop is machine-to-machine interaction, where analysts oversee the process. And again, taking CVision as an example, that tool has a model that takes multiple automated information system dots and decides which ones are connected to form a ship track and which ones belong to a different ship track. Now, that automation is based on subject matter expert collaboration on developing the model beforehand. Now, that automation in this case is not so much the computer making the decision, but rather the subject matter expert setting the decision criteria. As this technology and the expert knowledge of the mission changes, they have to go back and interact periodically to keep those models current. So the future of naval intelligence is not just about physical capabilities of the fleet. It is about the power of our data, right? The key to unlocking the next era of our maritime strategy lies in the algorithms and the analytics that get developed with this new technology. It's obvious, right, that data science and machine learning will shape the future of maritime analysis. All of our partners are currently working to adopt modern data science and cloud-native tools as part of the wider DoD IC investment in cloud services that we've been talking about. ONI is planning to leverage machine learning in video transcript generation. They're looking to use it to summarize native language into English. They want to deploy chatbots, apply computer vision to search large amounts of images and video, and even generating predictive models of adversaries' intentions. That goes back to identifying patterns and the anomalies and putting that information back into a model that can help identify that through the vast array of data. So when new technologies are incorporated, that is based on mission need and how a new technology will help the maritime community enhance maritime domain awareness and better inform policy and operations. So on a broader Navy level, the Navy's uncrewed family of systems and the new replicator program, they will be leveraging machine learning as well as an affordable alternative to the way that the Navy has built and sustained, you know, the fleet in the previous century. So, Jared, remember, MDA is anything associated with the maritime domain that could impact the safety, economy, or the environment. It's foundational language, and there's many tools and techniques that we're bringing on board to identify critical insights.
We've been speaking with Todd Boone. He's the Senior Strategy Advisor for the National Maritime Intelligence Integration Office, or NIMIO. If you missed any part of our conversation, you can listen to the whole thing anytime. Just go to federalnewsnetwork.com and search Insights. Thanks for listening. I'm Jared Serbio. So long.
Thank you for listening to Federal Insights, sponsored by Planet Federal on Federal News Network.
Planet's satellite data provides unmatched coverage of the Earth's waters. With global daily satellite imagery, you can monitor ports and coastlines, detect and track vessels, and uncover suspicious activity in contested waters. Learn how government bodies, coast guards, border security, and environmental agencies are leveraging Planet to monitor and protect their waters at go.planet.com/MDA. That's go.planet.com/MDA.